podcasts. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's around each and every corner. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies. Welcome to episode number 54. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, Sean?
Nothing too much. What's going on with you?
Just recording.
Just
a beautiful Sunday here in sunny Indiana.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh.
77 yesterday.
It is the Lord's Day today, right?
That is true. It is the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day is
the
good.
The day that he has made, right?
Yeah. Doing well. Just hanging out with you guys, and it's been a good weekend. Had a little date night last night with my daughter.
Yes. I saw the pictures. Yeah, that's cool.
She always likes when we shop, and because it usually benefits her.
So she was not a cheap date.
No, never has been.
I didn't figure.
Yeah, and then we went to, where did we go? TGI Fridays.
Oh, nice.
At the mall.
Filled your belly.
I haven't been there since Amy and I think we were engaged, so 112 years ago.
I have to say, Jen and I looked at her, and we both said, she looks just like Amy.
She really doesn't.
Hey, that's what you said. Yeah, I said, Todd doesn't think that's true, but I see Amy come. I see both of you, but I see Amy in those eyes.
Oh, yeah.
There's features of both.
Yeah. She looks like both of us, I think, and Elijah, too. It's certain, yeah.
She's a hybrid.
She is a hybrid.
I think we all are.
That was fun. We did that, and man, it was so nice. Even at, I think we left at 9, or no, 8:30, right at 8:30. Mm-hmm. And, man, it's beautiful weather. But, no, it's good. I work today. I got to work later after this.
So. Mm-hmm.
But what's going on with you?
We're coming you, right? Aren't we going to help you?
I wish. No, actually, this one's a quick one.
No, it's not a haunted location.
I already had that one.
Never mind.
I did that one earlier. Mm.
We got a rain check still for that.
It'll be a quick tour. Over here is where.
Here's the mop.
There's a restroom. Right? There's a break room. There's where all they do. Yeah. So, but what'd you do this weekend?
Well, I have run in circles is what I think I even told a few people that. And the kids have had so much stuff. Both girls had softball tryouts. Harrison had weightlifting and the baseball today. And Williams had baseball. And so it's just been driving around in circles. I went and saw my parents a little bit too this afternoon and my brother and my sister. So it's my aunt's 91st birthday today.
Oh, wow. So happy
Elaine's
happy 91st birthday.
Yes.
What's her name?
She's amazing. Elaine.
So Elaine or Elaine?
Elaine.
Elaine.
However you want to say it.
It's not like you said Elaine.
Elaine. Like, Elaine, actually.
Elaine.
Elaine. I say Elaine.
Yeah. I've said it for, probably not 42 years, but all my life, so I always say it very lazy. So Aunt Elaine is how I say it.
Well, happy birthday. 91. Gosh. Mm-hmm.
She's amazing, too, by the way.
Awesome.
She's
awesome.
Got the heart of a 20-year-old.
Must be nice.
True story. She is also a listener. And she,
is she really?
And her daughter, Robin, my cousin, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so shout out to both of them. Yes. Robin, Aunt Elaine.
Hi, Robin and Auntie Elaine.
Sorry. I can never. Yeah, you'd think I'd be able to say it. It's my aunt, right?
And I'm going to turn over to this guy, Nate. How's your weekend been?
Ah, it's good.
Has it been good? What'd you do?
What haven't I done?
The trees, right?
Yeah. we had a couple trees cut down. And.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
No more walnuts.
Hanging out. Yeah, no more walnuts. Don't have to pick those up anymore.
Yeah, those
gone.
Are
gone.
Yeah, they can be brutal. I had one of our Sunday school teachers was asking if I wanted to. They were selling their property, and they had thousands of them. And he's like, "I'll pay you."
Oh yeah,
this is before I had my cleaning business, and I was like, "Sure." I had all the time in the world. Oh my gosh, I spend hours.
I get to say this in past tense.
It does. It does.
Yeah, I get to say it in past tense now.
Now, yeah,
because they're down on the ground. Yeah, but we had two of them. And every time we went out there, we filled up a trash can every time. And that was probably like 10 times.
Wow. Mm.
To pick them all up.
That is the gift that keeps on giving all year long.
And you don't want it.
No,
I know. It's awful. Yeah, there were a lot. He had
the anti-gift.
I don't know how many trees. And I did two nights. I'd go there like around this time, 5 o'clock or so, and I spent like 8 or 9. Oh, my gosh. I'm so tired, bending over, But
right.
He just paid me for however long I wanted to do it, So, a little extra money. 100 years ago, it seemed like.
Olivia was like
two. I mean, she was real little, and like I said, I didn't have a cleaning business yet. So, yeah. It's been a good weekend, though. I'm glad we're here to record since we couldn't do it Wednesday.
Yeah.
Since I was sick with a cold, and I found the perpetrator.
We're all healthy.
Oh, did you really?
Figured out who it was. It wasn't Nate.
It's not me because nobody else got sick around
Figured
me.
It out,
I didn't
did
think
you?
It was Nate because he just had that sore throat. Now, I started out with sore throat, but then it got worse. And it wasn't, there was somebody, it wasn't one of my coworkers. It wasn't her. It was our nephew, Grady. It was Amy's brother, Ben's little boy. I was hugging all over him, and he sat on my lap at last week's volleyball tournament. There you go.
God bless the children.
He had, the water eyes, runny nose.
They are little disease carriers, aren't they?
So I'm going to beat him up when I see him. No. He's a cute little boy.
Full of love and disease. You know.
Man, I just did not. Yeah, it would have been bad. Would have been bad if I would have come and tried to record.
Yeah, I know. You sent us a text saying, I don't feel good. No. I got a cold. And it's like, it can't be me. Everybody else around me is fine. No. I've been around Sean. He's fine. My wife, fine.
No, I didn't
My
think
kids,
it.
Fine. Everybody at work, they're fine.
No, it's really, like, I didn't.
It can't be me.
I actually didn't even think it was you. I just thought either the weather, because it's, you know, or I thought, who am I around? Yeah, so. It's a little Grady, man. Yep.
You know. Well, let's be honest, though. The up and down of the weather right now is ridiculous. I'm not complaining.
It's been playing havoc with my wife's, like, she's getting headaches.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and things like that.
It's worn on me a little bit, I admit. So, Sam's at it again.
Is Sam blessing us with?
Sam struck.
I have not smelled it yet.
It's the holiest of holies.
Holy something.
Holy something else.
Oh, well, good.
He loves us.
Well, I'm glad we're all having a good weekend, and I am glad the Creepies are going to be listening to, episode 54?
It is 54.
Crazy. Very crazy.
I'm going to start my announcements just a second, but I want to. I have a really quick story.
You can't start until I turn it over to you.
Oh, okay, go. Well, before I do the announcements, and you let me do that, I had heard a really good story, and you guys are really going to like this. It's stinging in your eyes, isn't it? I'm so glad I can't smell. So I was listening to the radio, and Courtney Cox, we all know Courtney Cox from Friends, but we know her probably more from Scream. They were talking about how she didn't believe in ghosts at one time. What caused her to start believing in ghosts is when she bought a house that used to belong to Carole King, and Carole King had told her, like, oh yeah, this house is haunted, just so you know. And so she's like, yeah, right, sure, whatever. Well, guess what? She started realizing it is haunted. So she calls up Carole King, and Carole King told her, didn't say, like, oh, this is what I did, or this is what you do. She goes, come over and I'll come right over and we'll do a seance. So they did a seance to try to communicate with the spirit. And she said, she said when it was the last straw for her with this house was when the UPS guy came and delivered something to her. It was broad daylight. And he goes, is this haunted? Is this house haunted? And she goes, I think so. Why do you ask? And he goes, because there's a ghost standing right behind you. And she's like,
really?
Yeah. And she didn't see it, of course, but this person did. And she said, I couldn't sleep by myself in that house anymore. She's like, I was done. So I was like, that's such a good story. So I wrote that down. Yes, I thought that was fun.
That would be a little unnerving. Because there's a ghost right behind you.
Have
a good day, ma'am.
Your shoe's untied. Oh, by the way, there's a ghost behind you, too.
Here's your package. Can you sign for this? Oh, hi.
I don't know if it's Jimmy Fallon or she was on some show recently. That's awesome. She told that story. And they were I was like, oh, that's so good. So thank you, Courtney Cox, for that story.
So, Sean, what do we got? Announcements.
The first parts of the announcements, and that is the first thing we want you to do and always remember to do is to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, because we're out there. So on Facebook and Instagram, we are Middle Asian Creeped Out, and TikTok, it is at Mako Podcast, and that is two ways. We would always appreciate you rating and reviewing us. Spotify does allow you to rate now, so wherever you're listening on, though, make sure you rate and review if you can review. Also, word of mouth, we always want to mention that, is wonderful to be able to tell all your friends and family and have them listen as well. We always, always, always want to break it down to the mental health aspect. That's, we're having fun here. We're talking about the creepy, the unusual. We have a great guy time, but we always want to make sure that we're building a mental health community. So we want to give out the substance abuse and mental health hotline, which is 1-800-662-4357. The last four, and that's HELP. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline and Veterans Crisis Line and Bullying Awareness is 1-800-273-8255. And the last four, and that's TALK. Also, there is a website for Bullying Awareness, and that's stopbullying.gov.
Awesome job.
Woo! I made it. No coughing, no choking, no...
Every time I say that, it reminds me of one of Elijah's, teammates on a soccer team. Kid has a great... He's really, really good soccer player, but he has an even better personality. And he's just a character. And so, say he's coming in and Elijah, he's going to sub in for Elijah. He would say, good job! Or, or he'd say, not just Elijah, just, you know, or he'd whoever... Awesome job. he'd high five you, but and that's why I tell Amy, I'm like, good job. I'm like, I always think of I can't think of his name.
That's all right. Middle aged moment.
Good grief. Brendan.
Brendan. Very good.
Brennan.
Brendan.
Brendan. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I have all these kids' names in my
Good job. Leave it up to us to forget or butcher a name.
Like, oh no, what's
or
his name?
Word.
Yeah. That's not going to stop. Good job, Sean.
Never. Thank you.
So I have a couple of announcements to make. Our, I love to say this, 1 year creepiversary episode's coming up March 16th, Wednesday.
That's hard to believe.
I know. 1 year. Can you believe that?
It's been fast.
It has, actually. So it's coming up March 16th on Wednesday. We're about 7 o'clock-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it works out a little bit easier than last
time. We're going to figure it out this time quicker.
I think we've got it, though. I feel confident. I think we got it down.
I feel confident, too.
We'll do a Facebook Live, and we've got all kinds of fun stuff planned. So I hope all the creepies can join as many as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Creepiversary. 1 year creepiversary. Yeah,
people have been saying, has it really been a year for you three knuckleheads?
It's wild to me. I say
the knuckleheads part. They just say you guys, but hey, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So join us for that. That'll be fun. And then I have a couple of podcasts to promote. One is our friend Zevin Odelberg of Kinda Murdery, and he puts out a great podcast weekly, and he is from California.
Awesome.
He's been a great supporter. He listens to the show. We follow each other, you know, our groups on Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's on TikTok yet. I got to talk to him. Yeah.
He's smart, huh?
Yeah. Save yourself.
Yeah.
No, but he's got a fantastic weekly podcast. It's called Kinda Murdery, and check him out. He does a great job, and he'll have guests, you know, maybe some guest co-hosts, and he has a guy, I can't remember his name, Ian, I think. I could be wrong.
Ian St. Ian.
Ian St. No, it's not Ian St.
Ian.
Ian. No.
Hey, that's okay, Ian.
No, but yeah, he does a great job, and I love listening to his podcast, so. Go check out Kinda Murdery. And then the other one I want to promote, and we have a little bit of a recording that they put together to promote their podcast. It is Prairie Land Paranormal Podcast.
That's a mouthful, and I like
it. And it is a husband and wife team, Eric and Jessica, and they do a fantastic job.
Yeah.
They talk about all the creepy stuff. So, and here is their promo.
Hey guys, this is Eric and Jessica Carrier, the hosts of the Prairie Land Paranormal Podcast.
If you're looking for a show that explores all things paranormal, with dramatic storytelling, historical research, relevant science, and witness accounts,
check out our show online at www.prairielandparanormalpodcast.com or through your favorite podcast player.
So, check out that podcast. And Mr. Sean... Tell the listeners what we're going to talk about.
I will, but I have to say, good job, Todd.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We have a really good episode. You were sitting seat, and you were sitting there telling us how excited you are about the topics we're talking about tonight, and you have been ecstatic about this one, which I know you have been. And now, first of all, we have to say that this is Nate's pick, so we have to give credit where credit's due. We've all talked about this a little bit, but this is Nate's baby, and it is The Bell Witch.
Famous story.
Doo-doo. Yes,
famous ghost story.
Very famous. It has been labeled even as the greatest American ghost story, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, to lay a little foundation, the Bell Witch or Bell Witch Haunting is a legend from southern United States folklore, gotta say the United States, right? Centered on the 19th century Bell family of northwest Robertson County, Tennessee. Farmer John Bell Sr. resided with his family along the Red River, in an area currently near the town of Adams. According to legend, from 1817 to 1821, his family and the local area came under attack by a mostly invisible entity that was able to speak, affect the physical environment, and shapeshift. Oh, you had me a shapeshift, right? Some accounts record the spirit also to have been clairvoyant and capable of crossing long distances with superhuman speed and or of being in more than one place at a time. Also very cool and creepy.
Yeah, definitely.
A legendary creature.
The Bell Witch. Yeah, it's definitely a famous story. I would say even not just a United States story, but yeah.
Oh, around the world, for sure.
Some of my research I did, a lot of people come from other countries to check out the house, the cave. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely an interesting, what is it? Adams, Tennessee, an interesting town to check out because of this legend. So, yeah, great pick, Nate.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good job, Nate.
That's going to be our new thing, isn't it? One thing I have to point out, and I did look this up, because I am the proprietor of these episodes, but mini number 17 is Haunted Caves. So go back and reference that, because we did talk about, and we're going to talk about that a little bit too, the Bellwitch Cave.
Yeah.
But we talked about that back then, that we were going to talk about this in the future.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
And here we are, back to the future.
Wow. There ought to be a movie made about that.
There should be. Starring Michael J. Fox.
There could be sequels.
Yeah, the Bell Witch has been, one of my favorite ones, too, I'd say. Favorite stories. Because there was really a Bell family. John and his family, and they had a few kids, and there's Sam. Speaking of which.
Sammy's back.
He's making
clear
his
in the air. All I smell is chemicals. I don't smell it. Man, I am so lucky. Nah, it's like
I'm worried about you. How can you not smell that?
Well, Jenna assumes it's a brain tumor. You should worry about me.
Oh, man.
I can't even smell gasoline.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. A little bit. I can taste. As long as I can taste, I'll be worried when I can't taste.
That one's heavy.
Nate, I can taste it. I'm trying to talk and I...
Same boat as Sean. I smell chemicals, but it's heavy.
So, see, it's not bothering you. You should worry about him, too.
Yeah. Chew on that one.
I know our listeners are.
We're going to have to get a new podcast dog.
He's gassy.
He's a tad gassy.
Sam,
he's a tad gassy.
He's also sleep.
He's old.
That's funny. He's like, leave me alone. So, anyway, the Bell Witch. Good choice. Fun story. Good. All kinds of legendary stuff about this.
Would you like the legend
entity
synopsis? Because I have the legend synopsis on here.
Yeah, let's get into that. And
allow
then,
me to regale you.
Because there's so much to get into about this. So
there is.
Yeah.
So the Bell Home. In his book, An Authenticated History of the Bell Witch, author Martin V. Ingram published that the poltergeist name was Kate, which we'll get into that, right? After the entity claimed at one point to be the old Kate Batts, which I put on my sheet and it looked like Kate Butts. I was like, that's not right. Witch, and continued to respond favorably to the name. The physical activity centered on the Bell's youngest daughter, Betsy, and her father, and Kate expressed particular displeasure when Betsy became engaged to a local named Joshua Gardner. And she also absolutely hated the dad, John.
I'm reading right here. She was a mean old neighbor of John Bell who believed she was cheated by him in a land purchase. So she is mad.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'd be mad, too, but not that. not mad enough to haunt him forever.
We'll get into Kate.
Kate.
Yeah, and she said on her deathbed, she swore she would haunt John Bell and his descendants.
It bordered on witchcraft.
So... Here's a little thing here. In the research I did, there is a lot of doubt that it was her because the hauntings were going on. She's still living.
She's a witch.
And there's written, they said her personality.
Yeah.
She would not have gotten mad. Yeah. She wasn't angry about any of that. So they think that's just legend because, number one, she was alive.
Mm-hmm.
How's she going to do hauntings when you're alive?
That's fair.
And then her personality wasn't one that she's going to be upset enough to do anything.
I think that's why they went with the witchcraft angle, because they thought that she could be putting some kind of a spell on the house or...
Yeah.
I don't know if they went that hoity-toity with hauntings back then.
Yeah. Well, and one lady said it possibly, she's like, at maybe at most it could have been one of her family members that had been passed away for a number of years and was seeing what was going on. So they were taking revenge on him,
Yeah.
Where it wasn't Kate herself, but maybe a family member of her family that was just kind of...
I thought it was
taking
funny.
It upon themselves.
They said that she was seen as an odd woman, but they said the reason that she was like things like she believed in the right for women to vote. So back then it was like, she's very odd. She thinks she should vote.
What is kind of nonsense?
She was kind of
that?
Progressive for her time, is what they said.
Yeah. I thought that was because I've always heard the Kate Batts theory, and she was alive. So might throw a wrench into that whole take. I don't know.
Said the haunting began sometime in 1817 when John Bell witnessed the apparition of a strange creature that resembled a dog. Bell fired at the animal, but it disappeared. John's son, Drew Bell, approached an unknown bird perched on a fence that flew off and was of extraordinary size. The daughter, Betsy, observed a girl in a green dress swinging from the limb of an oak tree. Dean, a person enslaved by the Bell family, reported being followed by a large black dog on evenings he visited his wife. There was knocking on the doors and walls and all that kind of craziness.
Yeah, I have this. This was in a book, the Guidebook for Tennessee, published in 1933 by the Federal Government Works Project Administration. And it states that her voice, according to one person who heard it, spoke at a nerve-wracking pitch when displeased, while at other times it sang and spoke in low musical tones. The spirit of old Kate led John and Betsy Bell to a merry chase. She threw furniture and dishes at them. She pulled their noses, yanked their hair, poked needles into them, and yelled all night to keep them from sleeping, and snatched food from their mouths at mealtime.
So who was supposed to have done that?
The witch, Bell Witch.
Bell Witch, not Kate Batts.
Well, they claim that Kate Batts is the spirit, but
she was alive.
Yeah.
So I know we just started this, but I don't know. They said that
it was her tulpa.
Nah.
Ooh,
that explains it.
See,
all.
See, that's it. That's there. You go. Write that down.
We haven't had any light issues tonight,
Kate
by
Batts
the way.
Batts' tulpa.
Our light issue seems to be fixed.
See,
by the way.
See, we're coming up with good. Better theories than they had.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. I'll just say the entity, the Bell Witch, was seen as a wolf, a turkey, an owl, a dog, and they thought maybe the Bell Witch was that little girl.
Yeah, in the green dress.
Mm-hmm. And she told Betsy not to marry that young man.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, who knows.
And she did. She broke it off with him too.
Yeah,
which is
So she's been, Bell Witch.
They took it very seriously, right? I mean, they were scared of her.
Yeah, they were. So whoever this Bell Witch was, whatever it is, whatever it was, definitely creeped some people out. You know, if it's real,
aggressive.
Yeah,
it begs. You know, we've talked about this before, and one of the things is like, why? Why would you take? You know, I know. Back then, this is your land, this is your farm, this is your, you know, you're not going to let some ghost scare you away. But I think I might be, you know, I might be one of the, you know, like, it's time to find a new place. But again, we weren't in their shoes, so we don't.
Easy for you to say.
It's not easy for me to use the English language most times. And, but we don't know what they were thinking, what they were feeling, you know, what they really believed this thing was, you know, or if they believed it at first or, you know, they thought, oh, this is just our imaginations. And it's like, oh no, this is real haunted. Cause that's a fair amount of time to be haunted, isn't it? You know, and be like, we're good.
I mean, what was it? 3 years, 4 years? I mean, 3 days would be kind of sucky.
One day would be enough for me, like that. Right?
Yeah.
They said that I'm drawing a blank. Of all the research I, you know, listened to, read, whatever, they said that whoever heard the voice and it called out John Bell, and it said that it was at least a million years old, and he just needed to die. Period. Like they're like, well, why?
She wasn't going to be happy until he was dead.
Yeah, but really,
but there's
no reason.
Yeah.
Like nothing specific. And then they also, you know, they said that a lot of people thought it's either a ghost, a poltergeist, a demon, you know, skinwalker. So it's been four or five things that people said that it could be. So, you know.
Well, they moved into this 320-acre, you know, Robertson County farm in 1804. And for more than a decade, the Bell family lived in peace until those strange events started occurring around the farm and their home in the summer of 1817. So that's a long stretch of time. They began to see strange-looking animals, heard knocking sounds on the door, walls at night, according to legend. Other disturbing sounds included rats gnawing on their bedposts, chains dragging through the home, stones dropping on the floor, and gulping and choking sounds. So that would be very disturbing.
Yeah. Betsy was said to have had her hair tied around mm-hmm. her bedpost.
Yeah. That would also be unnerving.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, John and Betsy were the two that it seemed to put its focus on. Most of it.
Yeah, they were pinched, scratched, stuck with pins, beaten, you know, the hair tied around mm-hmm. the bedpost. It's crazy. And the whole idea of Betsy not being able to marry her, what is it, the family's neighbor, Joshua Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately, I know, spoiler alert, until John Bell could be killed, right?
Yeah, one researcher.
Which they moved away, right? I think he passed away in North Carolina or something, South Carolina, somewhere around there.
He was from, they were from North Carolina, mm-hmm. and he moved to Tennessee. Because he was a wealthy man, so they were questioning why would he move from North Carolina to Tennessee if he had already been established
mm-hmm.
and had all this wealth.
That begs a lot of questions.
You know, kind of not owned the pound, but he was kind of like us, a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
joke. No, but so I don't.
You're still looking for that autograph.
I don't know if he did move back. No,
I thought I read something like he passed away eventually.
Well, it's in December of 1820, John Bell died from poisoning.
Correct.
Betsy Bell broke off her engagement the following year, so in 1821. So
I think it was in Tennessee.
I don't think, Tennessee. Yeah.
Because like I said, they were from North Carolina.
As I understand it, I think they were still there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think they moved.
So, and also the whole, I would assume you guys did, you read about Andrew Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
The whole,
oh my gosh, that's such a good story.
You know, I guess he fought along with John Bell,
mm-hmm.
and so they knew each other. Was coming, you know, coming to the house to mm-hmm. visit, and the horses, they just like stopped all of a sudden and wouldn't move, and then supposedly heard the voice of the witch saying like, "Well, yeah, now you can go. I'll deal with you later," mm-hmm. or something like that, I'm paraphrasing. I don't know if you guys have the exact wording. But basically, we'll talk again later or something like that. So then Andrew visited John and his family, and he kind of got into it with her. And so she cursed him and picked on a lot of the people that were with him, with Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, there was some.
It says, mm-hmm. Sound of a sharp metallic voice from the bushes saying, "All right, General, let the wagon move on. Mm-hmm. I will see you again tonight."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of creepy. Yeah, and so he got into it with her. I guess she attacked his, you know, I'm going to say handlers, but people that were with him. And however, even though he did own property near the town, or that in that area at least, he was not in Tennessee at that time.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it's documented.
Interesting.
He was not. So.
Oh, so it's just a fun story then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what they said. This thing's been going on for basically 200 years.
It's now. Unraveled, right?
Yeah. And so this guy, he's a teacher at one of the schools in Tennessee. And I believe it was grade school or middle school, and for fun, but also to prove how legends and stories kind of get warped and
mm-hmm.
changed and all that. He said, let's do a little game here and have fun. He goes, so he's like, we're going to talk about the Bell Witch. He goes, I'll start. I'm going to mm-hmm. tell you something. I'm going to tell you a few things about it. Then it's kind of like the telephone. Now you relay it.
So
they had everybody. Yeah. And so the last person then had to write on the whiteboard exactly what was said. Wasn't even close to what he started out as saying. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, so take our little, you know, our little experiment now go through generations, you know, a couple hundred years. That's what happens.
That's what grows.
Things get changed. Things get changed for to make it better or scarier or more interesting. And, you know, it's just how it is. I mean, which makes sense, really. But, yeah, but they said Andrew Jackson was not in Tennessee. So there was really no interaction. He would have had a reason if he, you know, because mm-hmm. he was he did know the Bell family, did have property in that area.
That's such a great story, so though. It's a great part of it still, yeah.
Right, it's not far-fetched that he would have possibly visited if he was in Tennessee at the time.
So. Well, part of that story they had, what I found interesting was one of the guys with him supposedly was supposed to be so scared, or not so scared of her, but did not believe in her, but that was who the witch targeted was him since he didn't believe in her.
Correct, like, yeah.
But if it's all... Yeah. If it's all nonsense.
But it's still fun, you know.
It I is mean, this a fun ghost story.
It's just like everything we've talked about. It's whether it's true or not, you know, you kind of want to, I don't know.
You say this was Jerry's favorite ghost story?
Oh, Paulie? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he said this is his favorite paranormal ghost story or whatever. Yeah. You know, there's I think this is the fifth generation. I've got his name here, Robert Bell.
Uh-huh.
Fifth generation, so his great-great-great-great granddad was
Granddaddy,
John Bell. So he and his grandma had a interaction not in the house, but his grandmother's house. Mm-hmm. She was in the bedroom or one of the rooms, and all of a sudden she hears like sound, just all this crashing.
Yeah.
So she runs in. Did you see that story? Mm-hmm. Hear about? Yeah. So she runs in the room and she sees all the plates and dishes laying on the ground, and which was scary enough, but yet none of them were broken.
Yeah.
They were just laying on the floor.
How in the world? Yeah.
Yeah. And so, of course, Robert, her grandson, they checked. You know, they still say that because they're obviously part of the family.
Thank God they're not broken. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Bell Witch.
No, yeah, seriously. A lot of cleanup.
Yeah, no kidding.
But you know, like I said, a lot of
fun
family
game she plays, right?
Because the bloodline is still there. They're still the Bell family exists today. Mm-hmm. They, and I don't blame them. They still say we're cursed, we're haunted. You know, it hops to our different houses and where we're living, and it's still, you know. And they're like, and Robert said, Grandma, that's probably old Kate.
Right.
She said it's
she's
probably
still
old Kate.
Got that name then. Mm-hmm. Well, the Bell Witch herself had threatened to come back in 1828, which apparently she did, according to the family. And then she was supposed to return again in 1935.
Mm-hmm.
These arbitrary dates, so it's like, why was she coming back whenever? And then the family also said that she really never left. And like you said, she's just always been there, and she will always be there with them.
Yeah.
Just super creepy.
And another thing I found interesting is even a lot of the residents in Adams, they have nothing to do with the Bell family. Like there's no, they're not related.
Yeah.
They're just neighbors. They say they get attacked or they're haunted at times.
Mm-hmm.
Like now she's kind of moved to just the whole, she's just taking
everybody. I read that earlier when I was reading stuff that like, you know, if she wasn't tormenting them.
She's spreading.
They'd hear
like disease.
They'd hear through the town that, you know, she tormented someone else for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then she'd come back.
Yeah. So now even if you're just a resident.
She's become viral. Is that what it is? She was viral before viral was a thing, right?
She made it. She was the first viral story. Yeah, but anyway, I thought that was interesting. Residents claim that they have run-ins with her and they see her. You know.
Well, there's articles, and I don't know if you saw any of those, but they were trying to explain like scientifically what some of the stuff might have been and all this, you know, and that it was or like a, you know, imagination, like a lot of the ghost story that is kind of compiled on itself. But there really was a black liquid that was found. John seemed to be like declining over time, and the family did not know of what this was or why it was there. But there was a black vial that was found in the house after he died. Of poison, and it was found to be poisonous. So it's like, it looked like somebody poisoned
it
over
time. Yeah, it said the witch began taunting that she had placed the vial in the medicine cabinet and given Bell a dose of it while he slept. Contents of the vial were tested on a cat and discovered to be highly poisonous.
Yeah. Poor cat.
Kitty, kitty.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she even said, like, she admitted,
I gave it to him.
And he's not going to live through the night. Or whatever.
My thinking is, when I think about this stuff, and I'm not trying to, you know, my all due respect to the Bell family, and back then as well, was it some kind of a group psychosis? Did they have themselves
and that's
so...
That's a real thing.
Yeah, it really is. It's and that they just had themselves point. So keyed up, you know. And I say that, and then I go into this and be like, oh, never mind, I'm good. Back to Indiana. But, you know, what if it is something like that? Or, and God forbid, you know, you don't want to think like they were poisoning their father/husband. You know, all these years, but we're uncovering all stones and looking under him, but I'm just, this is where my brain went looking at this.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Exactly. Yeah. Turning stones over.
Yep. Well, no, I'm saying it wouldn't be the first
time. Oh, you mean
time.
The first time that somebody's, people have done this to.
Gosh, they do it to, I mean, yeah.
Human beings for do whatever, horrible things you know? To human beings. We know this, right? Just watch.
Family
turn on,
members
turn
kill
on
family
news,
members.
Right?
Friends kill friends. Yeah, so.
This is true. We drive each other crazy. I know.
I was going to say, so legend has it that she flew, well, not like technically flew, but she.
Flew the cuckoo's nest?
Yeah, flew the cuckoo. I think I did that. she I was gonna say, flew, to the,
over
flew to the cave. Cuckoo. I didn't want people to think. Yeah.
One flew so over she, the cuckoo's nest, right?
Yeah. So she escaped to the cave, and that's where she's been
mm-hmm.
all these years since then.
That's where you go visit her.
So that.
Okay.
So they say mm-hmm. that if you go to the cave, you are 100%. Going to meet her in some fashion.
And there are all kind of stories about that, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Hmm. I have one,
okay.
I'm going to say. There was a group of kids that went to the cave, and or I'm sorry. They went to, here's my lips. They went to, they wanted to find John Bell's grave site. They found it. I guess they robbed his tombstone or, you know, his headstone, and they fled off with it. And
oh, yes, yeah.
The car,
mm-hmm.
and they were in a car accident shortly after that and yep. got killed.
Mm-hmm. It's know. Replaced now, don't you worry. They have it. It says that it was taken.
Correct, yeah.
Don't take it again.
and investigators, even a couple of authors that wanted to write, you know, to go to the locale and mm-hmm. like check out everything and interview people that to write books. And because there's
creepy,
been
yeah.
so many books mm-hmm. written about the Bell Witch. They're like, you enter that cave and you instantly feel a heaviness. You hear things, you see things that you can't explain. Orbs, which mm-hmm. like, I'm not a big orb guy, but, you know.
Things touching you, voices. Yeah,
yep. yeah. A lot of voices.
Spectral voices.
Yeah,
spectral.
So this Bell Witch Cave is something else. I'd like to put that on our list, Sean.
I of course.
Just put the town of Adams on
exactly.
there.
Exactly, just put the whole thing. Well, because it's viral now, right?
Well, and it's viral.
The whole thing's
thanks,
viral.
Kate. Or no.
Thank
Bell
you.
Witch.
One disclaimer is you can't just go into this cave, right? Because it is a it's a National Register of Historic Places, right? And it's privately owned.
That is correct, sir.
It is. So it is near. I don't know how far. Did you guys see how far it is from the Bell Farm? It's pretty close.
Yeah, because that's where the kids would play.
It's, yeah, it says the cave is approximately 490 feet long. Cave is privately owned. Mm-hmm. Tours are given from the summer months and into October, which October would be a great time to go see it.
Oh, wouldn't it be? Or They've, wouldn't it be?
Yeah. It's obviously been, well, like we're talking about, it's been associated with the haunting of the Bell Witch. We talked about all that good stuff. There's been a lot of different stories. They said one of the first ones, obviously, in particular, the legend in which the cave is featured, young Betsy Bell and some of her friends had gone to explore the cave. While they were there, one of the boys crawled into a hole and became stuck. A voice cried out, "I'll get him out." The boy felt hands grasping his feet and he was pulled out of the hole. The supposed entity, still invisible, then gave the young explorers a lecture on reckless cave exploring. We mm-hmm. talked about that in the haunted caves too. Mm-hmm. So that is like the first original, the OG story.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Here's a story of a journalist.
Give
it to us.
I thought he was going to say of a man named Brady.
Oh.
Maybe. 1986, a writer, David Gerard, from the Tennessean, and a photographer, Bill Wilson.
Bill Wilson.
Were given permission to sleep in the cave overnight.
Oh, man.
While in the first cave room, they heard a noise from deeper in the cave. David estimated at 30 yards. An unwavering groan repeated again with greater volume and accompanied by several loud thumps. When it began a third time, the men retreated to the gate entrance. They explored the wiring at the lights, looking for a reason for the noises. They went back to the first cave room, but heard a rumble near the entrance, walked back to the entrance, and they discovered the rumble was noise from a jet. As they reached the gate, a loud, high-pitched scream came from inside the cave. The journalist left, did not spend the night.
Mm.
Wimps.
Well, yeah. I thought this one was good. The Bells turn to family friend James Johnston for help. After retiring for the evening at the Bell home, Johnston was awakened that night by the same phenomena. The morning he told John Bell it was a spirit just like in the Bible. Soon, word of the haunting spread with some traveling great distances to see the witch. The apparition began to speak out loud and was asked, "Who are you and what do you want?" And the voice answered feebly, "I am a spirit. I was once very happy but have been disturbed." The spirit offered diverse explanations of why it had appeared, tying its origins to the disturbance of a Native American burial mound located on the property, and sent Drew Bell and Bennett Porter on an unproductive search for buried treasure. Whoa. That was a haunting.
Oh, that's a vehicle.
That was that was extremely loud. I wonder how loud
creepy
that'll be.
That was not us. That was a very
That was the Bell Witch coming to say,
assuming large truck.
Stop talking about me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big truck.
I mean, I know we get gurgles here. I don't think that was any of our stomachs.
I thought it was Sam for a second. I'm like, that cannot be Sam.
Wow. I was like,
So this
anyway, continue, sir.
And sent Drew Bell and Bennett Porter on an unproductive search for buried treasure. With the emergence of full conversations, the spirit repeated word for word two sermons given 13 miles apart at the same time. This is pretty impressive. The entity was well acquainted with biblical text and appeared to enjoy religious arguments. As another amusement, the witch shared gossip about activities in other households. That's Sam's at it again. Man, we just can't win tonight.
That's a Take demonic a
deep,
spirit.
Deep breath.
I would rather encounter the Bell Witch.
The witch shared gossip about activities in other households and at times appeared to leave for brief moments to visit homes after an inquiry. John Johnston, a son of James, devised a test for the witch, something no one outside his family would know, asking the entity what his Dutch step-grandmother in North Carolina would say to slaves as she thought that would, or that she thought they did something wrong. The witch replied with his grandmother's accent, "Hut tut," was what has happened now. In another account, an Englishman stopped to visit and offered to investigate. On remarking on his family's overseas, the witch suddenly began to mimic his English parents. Again, at early morning, the witch woke him to voices of his parents, worried as they had heard voices as well. The Englishman quickly left that morning and later wrote to the Bell family that the entity had visited his family in England. He apologized for his skepticism.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They did say that the research or at least the one video, they said that, yeah, she's known to could travel to other countries. And
yeah, that's what, how other be in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, it wasn't just stuck in Adams, Tennessee.
The one person that she did like, it said, at times the spirit displayed a form of kindness, especially towards Lucy, John Bell's wife, the most perfect woman to walk the earth. The witch would give Lucy fresh fruit and sing hymns to her and show John Bell Jr. a measure of respect. So she wasn't all bad, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Good job, Kate.
I found this funny story, if you guys want to hear it.
I think we figured that out.
Teasing.
I found a sort of a funny story, if you guys are interested.
I love funny.
Please share.
In 1987, a year after the writer and the photographer tried to stay the night at the cave, H.C. Sanders, owner of a nearby gas station, reported 20 years earlier, he ran out of gas at night near the Red River across from the Bell Witch Cave. He began to walk towards town when a rabbit came out of the woods and began following him. Sanders walked faster, but the rabbit kept pace even as he broke out into a run. After a mile, Sanders sat down on a log to catch his breath. The rabbit hopped up on the other side of the log, looked at him, and said, "Hell of a race we had there, wasn't it?"
I like that.
That is good.
That was very good. I like it. That's very cool. It's a good story. Yeah, I like that one. Oh gosh, Bell Witch. Wow.
There's a little bit of a funny one here. Referring to John Bell Sr. as Old Jack, the witch claimed she intended to kill him and signaled this intention through curses, threats, and afflictions. The story climaxes with Bell patriarch being poisoned by the witch. Afterward, the entity interrupted the mourners by singing drinking songs. I had not heard
drinking
that one.
Songs?
Drinking songs, yeah.
Okay.
So that's really nice.
Hmm.
I thought this was it. It says the supernatural powers attributed to the Tennessee spirit have also been compared to that of Jinn in mythology. Now, Jinn, we need to cover. That needs to be a mini. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which Jinn are also, they are basically genies. Anglicized genies. So a spirit or a demon. So, but yeah.
It's a lot, well, so Jinn is a lot of the
it's Arabic.
Hindu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, that yep. type of lore.
So. Islamic mythology. Mm-hmm. Yeah, theology. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's been a few movies about the Blair Witch.
I want to know.
The Blair Witch. Well, the Blair Witch Project was based right. on it.
Yes, yep.
Then there was the Bell Witch Haunting in 2004, An American Haunting in 2005.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Bell Witch the Movie, 2007. The Bell Witch Legend, which is a documentary. That was in 2008. The Bell Witch Haunting, another found footage horror, was 2013.
Hmm.
And The Mark of the Bell Witch, which is another documentary, in 2020.
Mm-hmm. That I was one of the videos I watched.
Mm-hmm. Is it really? Yeah. You said twice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. cool. Is that the one that you watched twice?
No.
No, not the way. I'm impressed, actually.
The American Haunting, that's a good one. Have you guys mm-hmm. seen that?
I can't remember.
Donald Sutherland is John Bell.
Yes. Yeah we talked good. About that, so I had to I watched it.
Very
that.
Good.
We, yeah.
It's a really good story mm-hmm. or good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember.
I liked it a lot.
I just know I like Donald Sutherland.
Lot. You like a lot? Yes. Well, I like him a lot, too.
Yeah, he's a great actor. Yeah. Amy and I it came out about the time we met.
So I've been dying to ask this question.
Mm.
I think it's a given. I don't know if we want to do percentages or not. First of all, do we believe? We believe any of this?
Well, let me say this real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
The John Bell's death, to many researchers, mm-hmm. investigators, authors, they said that to their knowledge, it's the only death that has been attributed to a ghost or a spirit.
Interesting.
I'm like, that is true.
That's right.
Hmm. That was directly mm-hmm. killed by the entity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
And had such a hatred for him. You know, you just wonder, mm-hmm. like, huh.
Whoever or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
so were you asking like what we thought?
Do we buy it? Do you buy any of this?
I think there's something to it.
Something to it. It wouldn't have lasted all these years, right?
Yeah. The Descendants. I mean, they obviously say that they're cursed or, mm-hmm. you know, there's something going on.
I still think the whole group, you know, I don't know, paranoia or, you know, kind of conjuring of this. I don't know. I do believe that there's something, and like Nate's saying, that it still exists. It's been stories, but I do think it has been added to, evolved over the years, mm-hmm. and probably more than what it really eventually, or, you know, originally was. But I think there is. I think there's definitely a part. Let's do percentage 60-40.
Well, I'm going to say
40-60.
Well, go ahead, and then I'll give you my little take on it, and then I'll give you my percentage.
Oh, you have a percentage. Huh?
What percentage?
Well, that's what he's asking. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I already said that.
You believe?
I think there's something.
He's a 99.
Something going on.
50-50.
99 and one.
Yeah, 70-30.
There you go.
Something like that.
I think at the most there might be something to it. I think a lot of it, because obviously a lot of like what we talked about over these weeks and months, it's not proven. It's not. Nothing is
sure. Right.
You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's Kate Batts. I'm 100% on that.
I think that's fair.
That doesn't,
I think that's
you
fair.
Know, mm-hmm. Good story.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
You know, but
trying evolution, link somebody yeah, into,
and, that, and that's what they story. Said with this particular entity. They mm-hmm. they were desperate to blame somebody
mm-hmm.
because how can you blame? It's better to blame somebody that's actually living, or a real person, oh, yeah. than it is just some.
Everything needs a scapegoat, right?
I know. Yeah, I think that's where Kate fell into mm-hmm. it. Anyway, I don't buy that. I don't, and of course, with the Andrew Jackson, that was proved incorrect.
To be false, yeah.
But again, it added to the story.
Wah,
great.
Wah, wah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's too bad. That was my favorite part of it.
I don't buy it. That's a million-year-old, you know, whatever. I don't.
Entity.
I don't believe that. Yeah, entity. I don't believe that part of it. So I'm just going to say in general, I guess, I'm less than 50%.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of the opposite of Nate. I mean, I'm thinking, which, I mean, it's like him saying 70-30 and thinking there's something there that makes just as much sense as mm-hmm. me going, nah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The more I read into it, it's just, I have a hard time. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the opposite.
I think it's fair.
I'm thinking 30, if I had to put a percentage, it's 30-70.
We can figure it out. Road trip.
Uh-huh. That's my other question.
In the cave.
Yeah. Are we going?
I'm in.
I like it. The
Hopefully it stays that way. I'd like, Nate, you're right.
As far as I can, I may be wrong.
That's not good.
You believe more in the aliens than you do this, as far as I remember. Or maybe about the same.
Yeah. No, I don't know why I said on the aliens, but I can I would believe, yeah, I believe the alien thing more than the Bell Witch. Yeah. So, honestly, Nate, or Sean, what you said earlier about them kind of buying into it, the group thing. Mm-hmm.
Group psychosis is what I call it. Yeah,
I never thought about that. Psychosis, that kind of makes sense.
Well, I went across that.
And if you're the kid, you're one of the children, mm-hmm. you know, Amy and I can influence our kids and
yeah.
you know, whatever it is, social, political.
Plant seeds in heads.
Yeah, especially when they're,
you guys seen those videos where they act like they make one of the kids disappear
mm-hmm.
and then everybody acts like they can't see him?
Oh, yeah. I've seen a couple of those.
Oh, yeah.
And then the kid freaks out.
And then the kid freaks out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That.
Perfect, though. Seriously. That,
yeah.
Yeah, anyway, that's a good.
It's called gaslighting, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really a good take, though. Yeah. I think it's one of the most fascinating, entertaining, I don't know, and whatever else, stories, legends.
I have
it's
something.
Great. It's great battle. I don't know.
We're talking about going down. Of course, we're going to go. We'd go down there. We'll add it to the list, of course. We were up. I had to take Ella with me to go visit my parents and then also to drop Harrison off at a practice. His practice is ironically and so much fun that it is right next to one of the haunted bridges that we talked about before up on 625,
mm-hmm.
the twin haunted bridges. So Ella and I were talking about that and she was asking me if I really thought it was true. And I said, you know, it's possible, but it was one of those things where I'm like, I've never heard it. I said, okay. I said, would you go with me? You know, sometime between, you know, midnight and 3 a.m. to investigate. And she's like, I don't know, Dad. I said, how about when you're older? And she said, yeah, I'd do it when I'm older. Wait,
this is Ella?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ella. Your little one.
So she's 8.
Yeah.
So she's up,
oh, she ate
up
already?
For it. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
She's like 5.
So she said, would you go, Dad? And I said, I would, but not by myself. And she goes, I know who you'd go with. And I said, guess. I said, you don't know. And she said, it'd be Nate and Todd. And I go, how'd you know that?
She's so smart.
I said, when you get older, you can come and we can all do like a Scooby-Doo kind of, you know.
That's cute. That's
but so isn't that funny, though? I thought that's cute.
That's funny. Nate and Todd. Adams, Tennessee from our neck of the woods is 4 hours and 14 minutes. So
that is
bad.
Next door, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chump change.
Hop, skipping a jump.
Although with gas at $4 or $5 a gallon, we're like,
take a loan. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, exactly right. We joke about like, hey, we can go. Or, no, we can't.
We'll take the Prius.
Take a loan. That's we'll funny.
Yeah,
there you go. The
so it's not too far. Yeah. So did you give your percentage?
I said 60-40.
Okay.
Because I do believe that there's something going on, but like I said, in that I'm not sure.
Yeah,
that I believe all
the
aspects
legend
of it.
Over the years mm-hmm. has probably been
there. Probably is some kind of ghost or something going on there. Again, how it's gotten there, I don't know. I don't think it's millions of years old either. But I do. I kind of go lean towards that group psychosis kind of thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Mass hysteria.
Yeah, to say something has happened or was there.
But I'd love to visit and be proven wrong. Let's be honest. I'd love that.
Yeah.
I'd look for trickery, though. You know me. I'd be like,
trickery.
Somebody's doing that, I know.
Whatever.
I always
be
hiding under the bed.
Nate, Dad!
That's where the witch is at, under the bed. No.
I'm like, there she is.
Kate.
Kidding.
Kate's everywhere.
Where's our Ghostbuster packs?
Yeah, no kidding. Proton packs would be coming with us, yes. Yeah. Flashlights.
I would love for the listeners and the creepies to tell us what they think
mm-hmm.
about the Bell Witch. So, see what they... Might do a little poll on my Facebook polls, you know.
You should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and then I really have to pay attention and stop. Like, I read something half, you know, and I go half-cocked looking into this stuff. I thought we were looking at Saved by the Bell and the history of Saved by the Bell, the show. And I spent like 2 days on Saved by the Bell before I realized that's not what we're talking about.
You would. Zach Morris wasn't
all
ever.
Right.
He wasn't ever
Saved
on
by
it.
The Bell.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, this is our era, sort of. Not your era. Isn't that, you said you never watched it, but Amy did, right? Saved by the Bell?
No.
Isn't that one? Or no, that's Full House.
Yeah, Full House.
Sorry. I bet she watched Saved by the Bell, too. You don't think she did?
Oh, I would imagine
she did. Saturday mornings, baby.
Yeah. Now, when Saved by the Bell,
I've seen every episode.
I
will be honest.
19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the 90s when I watched it. It was the one.
It was the thing to watch, I'm telling you.
It was the second, Mr. Belding, mm-hmm. the principal. But it was
Mr. Belvedere was great, too.
Yeah, that's a great show, too.
Yeah.
I love that show.
ding, 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 ding.
No, but it was, I don't, I didn't watch it on Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. It was...
Oh, when it reruns.
Yeah. And it was like on, it was when a little bit...
TBS back, or... What, yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time, yeah. And then I saw, oh gosh, every episode 10 mm-hmm. times. So, you know, Zach.
I remember it was in like second house I lived in Kokomo. And I remember friends would start talking about it. I'm like, what's the Saved by the Bell thing? And they're like, are you kidding me? You don't watch it? So I watched it out of peer pressure. And then like, I loved it. So it's a true story.
Yeah. That kind of goes along with the Bell Witch.
exactly.
What a legend. What a legendary story. Hey, what? Yeah. Support. Poor Screech. He's dead.
Oh, I know.
Poor guy.
Mm. Bell Witch screeches too.
Oh, hey, that's a great... Remember that for later. Yeah, yes.
The Bell Witch.
Write that down.
So, there you go. Creepy's the Bell Witch.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
Looking forward to it all day. Mm-hmm. I could not mm-hmm. wait to discuss it. And glad we could
You
get
were
it,
waiting so. For Sam's gas. That's what you've been waiting
that
for.
That was one thing I was not waiting for. But I knew it was going to happen.
Every time.
Every time. Does he save it up for all the mm-hmm. day, like the week, and then he's like, the boys coming over tonight? Yeah.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah. Oh,
he likes you guys. He gets real relaxed.
Super relaxed.
I want him to hate me then. It's his own.
Oh, release the demons.
Release the Kraken. Oh, man. You talk about an entity and a demon and a spirit. And
it's like that movie, The Fog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Ooh. I never saw the remake. I love the original 1980.
Mm-hmm. We did have a discussion that Rachel is now convinced, I think Nate is too, that their house is starting to become haunted. There was a story. Did Rachel, I know we were talking about that the other mm-hmm. night.
What's this?
She got up to go to work one morning, and she heard.
It's a true story.
So she claimed she heard a light switch turn off and then a door lightly shut. So she's like, is one of the boys up at 5 o'clock in the morning playing on the stupid computer? It's on the weekend, so I mean, if they did.
Okay, whatever, I was going to ask you what it was. Okay.
But so she went upstairs, computer's off, and it shuts off automatically. The boys never just instantly turn it off, they mm-hmm. just let it shut itself down.
Yeah.
So it's completely turned off, everything's off. She opens up the door to Dane's room. He's asleep.
Out. Okay.
She goes, checks on Parker. He's asleep. Mm. But she swears she heard a door shut.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Bonus story for the creepies.
She is starting to say, she's like, what are you guys doing down there again? I'm like, listen to the podcast. You'll know all about the tulpas and the possessions.
Did she question Sam? Where was Sam?
Well, I questioned that. That was my question.
I don't know. He might have been in bed with me still.
He was, yeah. Oh. He was sawing logs, right? Mm-hmm.
That's a interesting mm-hmm. little story, yeah.
Now.
When was this, by the way?
Like 2 weekends ago.
Oh, okay.
She has a hard time hearing sometimes, so who knows what she heard.
Oh.
Not to be mean or not.
She didn't tell me that part.
Oh, my wife's deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deaf.
Yeah, she's got bad hearing mm-hmm. from her mom.
Oh.
What was that?
That just ruined that whole story for me. No, I was kidding. Sorry, Rachel.
I'll go, you know. She's like, all right.
That's not nice. That's not nice at all.
But, you know, I mean, she believes it, and that's her story.
Hey,
so
Can't doubt it. I mean, if she... I'm glad you shared that.
I haven't witnessed
that's a great,
anything.
That's
ipso facto, the long and the short of
but
it
the
is,
funny,
it's haunted but, here.
No,
I
know. You probably talk... Where, which room or...
The bonus room.
Okay.
Above the garage.
Okay.
Yeah. Where upstairs, else? Where else would a ghost hide? Right. And my feeling on this is that my grandmother's old lantern, right, the oil lamp, is in there. It's in your room now, right?
Yeah.
It's in that room. Mm-hmm. So it's in their room, mm-hmm. and I said, mm-hmm. "That's probably your spirit. She's a delightful little old lady. She's got a great sense of humor, but watch out." And they said, and Rachel goes, "She can come back. Why don't you take that back over to your house?"
I'm she's like, in heaven.
She should be. I'm just kidding. I told her, no, you keep her here. She's good.
I loved her so much.
I loved
but you
her
know,
in
while,
life.
While she's here, just let her.
It's
stay.
One of those memes, yeah. Like that little cartoon that says, you know, they cry and they want you to come back, but when you do, they all scream and run for the hills. True
it's
story.
Kinda, it's kind of like the kids. You know, we love our kids to death. Mm-hmm. We love hanging with them and all. But when they're gone, like if they're spending the night at a friend's or like Amy's mom, we're not going to complain.
No.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
Still nice.
Love them to death.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice.
Now, the funny thing
also.
Love
your grandma.
The funny thing also is when we moved in here, all the neighborhood kids are telling our boys that everybody claim, all the kids claim that this house is haunted.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Did they really?
I got a little.
And how long ago was that?
We've been here going on maybe 4 years.
Okay.
Okay.
So they weren't little kids. I mean,
I'm just,
they weren't like.
This could totally be just like, you know, that whole group psychosis kind of thing. Huh. But I just got a chill that went like up my leg. I don't remember ever having a chill up my leg and then up my spine. So I'm just saying that for the record, that was, it felt like ice coming up. Like,
it's better to have that than the chill going down your leg, because I was going to say you just peed on yourself. What is that? That's a cool story, though. I'll have to, yeah.
That's a valid point, by the way, over there.
But no, I think if everybody just like were open-minded and paid attention to some things
say,
around
right?
them.
That's right. Know? That is right.
Start noticing more things.
Yeah, you start noticing some weird things that you can't really figure out.
Mm-hmm. We have an.
I'm still trying to figure out.
We have an entire world of this.
Why that vacuum,
came unplugged, yep.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't yank on it. It wasn't my boy, so anyway. Well, cool. That was great. That was a fun discussion. So, Sean.
It is that time, isn't it?
It is that time.
It's time for the middle-aged moment. And for the middle-aged moment. And I have really tried hard to put this in the right place. And I'm telling you, I had two other things that I was going to read and relate and talk about. And on my way over here, this played, and it was like, that's my middle-aged moment. So I told you guys before, I don't ever stick to one thing and say, this is what I'm going to do no matter what. I'm open to the spirit. The way the spirit moves me. Now, it did happen to move me towards the Beatles, though. So I was like, son of a gun. But this is a good Beatles, and I promise. Oh, and then there's a little.
Todd's taking his headphones
there's
off.
I know. He's going to the bathroom. Todd, where'd you go? This is a good one, I promise. And then it has a good message behind it, and it leads to something. Yeah, cut. So this is Paul McCartney, which is Nate. That's who Nate wants to be, right? Okay. Since he's the bass guy, right? So Let It Be. Right. This is a good time. This is a good time just in the state of things, the world and all that good stuff for the message.
Let It Be.
I'm not going to sing it. I promise.
I hate that song.
Do you really hate it?
I hate it.
Oh, dang it. Okay.
No, so, just go ahead.
Are you being serious? Oh, I thought you were joking.
No, I'm not joking.
Oh, man. Okay. So the reason I like this is because. Okay. And I won't sing it. I promise.
You know,
okay.
Go ahead. I'm kidding.
Are you kidding? I hope you're kidding. A little bit. Okay. So
no, I hate the song.
That's
why I'm teasing
you about. Oh, that's fine. Okay. So Let It Be. Well, you're going to feel really bad after the message. No, I'm teasing. Let It Be.
I doubt it.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, and there is still a chance that they will see, there will be an answer, let it be. So let it be, let it be. I'm not singing, I told you I wasn't. And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine on until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. I said, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. That's not really singing yet. So whisper words of wisdom, let it be. Now he wrote this, his mother Mary died when he was young. So he wrote that as something to remember her by. So, and the reason that hit me is when it played, of course, I like the Beatles and I like Paul McCartney and all that good stuff. And I do like that song. But we had a couple weeks ago, we had a death in the family at our hospital. And unfortunately, I was going to say this during the suicide awareness, but it was somebody I did not know. It was a night person. I'm not going to give specifics, you know, just out of respect of a lot of people. But he unexpectedly committed suicide. And so it was like, ouch. It came close to home, you know, for a lot of people. And it affected a lot of people. I think there's going to be a lot of good that comes out of it. But still, it was very painful. And it is a stark reminder of how precious life is. But I have to say, like I said, this goes out to my work family, his children, all that kind of stuff, his wife. There's no words to say, but it's one of those things that this hit me. Like I've been, you know, trying to remember to send him blessings, to send his family blessings, to send our whole work family blessings, but they are out of this Wednesday. There's a couple people at work starting a, I don't know what to call it. It's not really a therapy group. They said, this isn't therapy. We're going to meet 5-10 minutes, release some balloons or, you know, lanterns or whatever, and read a couple things and just kind of, you know, that something happened and we're going to talk about that something, and we need to make sure that other people can talk about it. So, and one of the people that put together, her name's Donita, so I can say her name. She said, if I can stop one other person from doing this, you know, especially people I love and care about, because she knew this person. She you know, works with this person too. And she's like, we missed all the signs. We just didn't realize, you know, and, you know, it happened. But it's just one of those things where it's like, we have to, life has to keep going and all those kind of things, but we have to let it be as it is, you know, right now. We can't,
that's true.
You know, it was something that somebody did, but it was,
so yeah, I remember you mentioned that. Well, it was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, that's horrible.
I did. And I haven't talked much about it. And like I said, it's not somebody that I know real closely. I had notes. I got orders from this guy. And, so I was connected to him, but he's part of our family. So it's kind of like a death in the work family. And, but to me, it allows us to kind of shine that light on suicide comes. It's come close to you, I know, within the past month.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, like I said, if we can bring that, you know, like if you're hurting out there, please get help.
Mm-hmm.
If it's us, if it's your family, if it's a friend, if it's a pastor, if it's whoever you trust out there, just do not let yourself get on an island, you know. Mm-mm. So, and we gotta go easy on ourselves. We gotta let it be. We gotta bind together, you know, to get through some of this craziness.
Did you guys hear about that? Happened Monday or Tuesday. The girl from Stanford, soccer player.
That I was gonna.
22 years old, was going to be a senior. She was on that 2019 national championship team.
Girl I work with, Michelle, said that to me, and I was like, oh,
found
just
that in her
rips your heart out.
It was suicide. Oh my gosh, terrible.
It is a problem.
22.
It's not a new problem, but it's a problem that it just every time it hits, it's like. It tears your heart out. No, that really does. That gets to me too.
Yeah, it's I mean, everybody, as we're talking right now, somebody's giving up.
Mm-hmm.
It just breaks your heart, like, because you just wonder. Because, like I said, I take it hard because I've been there.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, so what? What did I don't know. You just have to grab something to keep you going. I mean, it could be, I don't know.
It's like the light, you know, where there's life, there's hope. And there's a little bit, I've been down where my candle's been pretty, you know, not snuffed out, but pretty low.
Yeah.
And I know you have, but it's when you snuff that candle out, you can't relight it, you know, at least as far as when you're talking about terms of life.
When I say I don't like that song, I don't like how it, it's just, I don't listen to the Beatles.
No, it's fine.
I was saying, what I was teasing you, saying like, when you're reading it and you're reading the words, for the purpose of what we do.
The words are...
Right. I just don't listen to the song. But, yeah.
Well, here, let me play it for you. just kidding.
That was actually... That's perfect. That was a perfect choice.
Struck me. No, I know. So, I didn't mean to bring it down, but I wanted to kind of make it real, right?
Oh,
that's what I do over here, make it real.
We do enough goofing around.
I know. So, all the love, all the things out there to everybody, but and all the listeners and all the people involved, because I know everybody's been touched by death and suicide and depression, anxiety. Those things are real out there.
Very real.
Like I said, we want, and it's been real all around this table with all of us. And so, and I have to admit again, this is why we do what we do.
Mm.
This has saved me.
Gives us a chance.
I know.
At least
this is something.
Contribute.
I say every once in a while, like I tell you guys, and I probably don't tell you enough, how much I appreciate you showing up for me. Mm-hmm. You know, you show up for me. And it means the world to me. And I know you guys know it.
Here,
we kind of take it for granted. But
I know.
I'll say it out loud. Thank you guys. I appreciate it. You know, and thank you listeners for listening and supporting and showing up, because it means
actually, truly. If you think about it, we have these listeners that keeps us going. That keeps me going, keeps individually. And, you know, it's like I feel like we owe it to them, but they they hold us accountable to put out a product once a week or twice a week now.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we let them down. Like, we don't do the middle-aged moment, or we don't give out the suicide or the bullying hotline or number, you know, like, now we got to do. I mean, I want to do it, but I'm like, we do owe it. I don't know.
The funny thing is
how I'm saying it, but
our topics
are
supposed to be scary and that kind of stuff. But I think we make our listeners laugh a lot too.
Yeah.
And that helps.
You know, I thank God the other day, it was Friday, I'm not kidding, Friday, and I was having a great day. I felt good. That was probably the first day that I was really like, okay, I don't feel bad, you know, because of my cold and being a guy, of course, you know, it's the end of the world. And I'm like, no, but
we're not going to say noodle soup. Yeah. We're not going to say man cold.
Right.
We're not going to do it.
Oh, gosh. I'll admit.
I have heard that.
But no, Friday was the first day. I just felt good. And Fridays, I love Fridays. And But there was something that happened that annoyed me for a few minutes, and then something right after that made me laugh and smile. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy cow, as quick as that one little annoying thing happened, it went away. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, thank you, Lord, for creating us to laugh.
Yeah.
Or to smile. Mm-hmm. Because that's how it didn't get resolved by a discussion or a meeting or I didn't have to make a phone call and tell Amy. It was just literally it ended because I was able to laugh after it and smile. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's how it got fixed. And I'm like, thank you for creating us to be able to do that, because mm-hmm. it really helps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if anybody can at least smile or laugh mm-hmm. once a day, that's
the best medicine out there,
right,
truly.
But I'm glad you brought that up though, Nate. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope we make people laugh mm-hmm. too. You know,
that makes mm-hmm. me think of I'm gonna,
whether it's at our expense or not.
I'm gonna call
that's
out.
That's what we're here for, right?
I'm gonna call out Dane. So your son Dane today, he had his ears in. I was talking to him and I said, sorry, Dane. I know you have your ears in. And he said, there's no problem. He goes, you know what I'm listening to? And he turned around his phone. He's listening to us. He was listening to the Winchester House.
Oh, wow.
And he said,
pretty bored.
And so I told him, I said, be honest, you're enjoying it. He's like, yeah. He's like, I love it. So he's listening. Now he's listening to the Ghost Ships. He told me when he came in here.
Well, thank you, Dane.
And so mm-hmm. big shout out to Dane. But he said, and Parker listens too.
Thank
but
you,
Dane, Dane said, and I take this as not as an insult, but I take this as a compliment. He said, it's almost like it's not you three. It's like three guys are doing like a real podcast. And I was like, that might be the nicest thing anybody said.
It is a real podcast.
But he's like,
it is.
I said, are you calling us cartoon characters? And he goes, kind of. I was like, it's a great.
Splendid, funny, and.
And a little insulting, but.
And a little.
Just a little.
That hurt.
You're like, it's like you guys are doing something and somebody's actually listening.
It made me smile though.
Well, that's
he loves it though.
And, oh, that's
and
cool.
Harrison has said many of the same kind of things. Maybe that's not cool. So insulting, but
I thought they were gonna say more insulting.
Possibly.
That's cool. That is so cool.
I can't speak his lingo anyway.
I do. I hope because sense of humor, being funny and silly has been a big, that's part of my life, you know. I like to be, and I can be serious and
the three
very,
of us. Yeah, we
you know, I've got my
thrive
moments,
on that.
Because I don't like it every second, but I mean, like I said, I love to be typically and you know in a good mood and silly, but so in just normal life, everyday living.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So for a podcast, for us to intentionally or unintentionally to make someone laugh, like I'll listen to our episodes. I will make you laugh, and you will like it. And I'm going to bully you until you laugh, right?
Is good. No. Here. Good job, Nate.
Thank you.
Awesome job.
Yay.
But
the crowd goes wild.
I do. I hope.
He's our man.
Yeah. If he can't do it, well.
We're screwed.
They're screwed.
We know.
Yeah. I hope they do laugh.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway. That was good. Well, that was a heck of a moment
that was, but yeah. I think that was needed, right? It was a little catharsis, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah.
So we'll get into the second part of the announcements. Here we go. We want you guys to be able to connect with us. We love having you guys support us, but you guys can connect with us. So we have an email address. It's makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Check out
we're getting more emails, by the way.
Yay.
Oh, you've been, we get like one every 3 days.
That's awesome. You know, that's
sweet.
That's pretty good for us, though. It was zero for a long time.
I got somebody
months
the other
months.
Day emailed us, and she wanted to know if we would wear one of their whatever they're promoting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. And I was like, or they said, but and then they're like, hey, we'll give you a shout out, and we'll promote your podcast or your podcast. We found you on Instagram. And I'm like. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm like, I'm assuming there's a cost, and you know, they're like,
mm-hmm.
it's for 500 followers, it's $36, and then the more that you know, I'm like, no thanks, that's all right, we'll do it ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, oh, bummer, you know, because when I get an email, I'm like, all excited. Yeah. I was like, oh, like, somebody wants money from us. Yeah,
that's all right.
Okay,
please, and we're enjoying doing this. The Tuesday Terrors every when is it again? What day?
Nate, when is that? The Tuesday,
Thursday,
Saturday.
Yeah. Tuesdays,
you know what?
I believe.
Let's just
make it on Tuesdays.
Tuesday.
Let's keep it Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's right.
Less than 3 minute stories, so we can only say so much, right? We normally give a little spiel on how things are going and how to get in contact with us and how much we appreciate you guys. Of course, a little tiny dialogue with you.
Yeah.
And it is fun. So we're getting slightly, I don't know, you're getting a lot better. I'm getting
slightly
better.
I've already
got
mine. This will be the first one in weeks that I've not written myself.
So Jenna said I look like a serial killer on the last one.
She goes, do.
You look like a serial killer.
It's
and
part
I go,
of it.
And I said, did it scare you? I go, did you like the story? And she goes, yeah, I like the story. And I go,
and that's all that matters.
And if I look like a serial killer, I was creeping you out. So guess what? Win-win.
Yeah.
So anyway, just so you know.
Well, I showed.
Thanks, Jenna.
I usually show our kids. I'll say, hey, look, you know, here's Daddy, and then here's Sean's. And
they're like, oh.
I think Elijah says, is that Ted Bundy? No, it's not
Ted Bundy. Yeah, no. Ed Gein? No, not Ed Gein.
Ooh.
He wasn't a serial killer, right?
Where's your nipple belt?
Hey, don't you worry about it. You've been in my closet, haven't you? You get out of my closet, Nate.
I want to get one of them.
They're fashionable.
Check it out. The old nipple belt. Get out of my car. Get into my dreams right now.
Ooh.
Ooh, another song reference. Sorry. So
Billy Ocean.
This is Billy Ocean, baby. So you can listen to us on any kind of platform that you want. You like the platform. It suits you. Listen to us on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody. Tell your wife. Tell your kids, right? And go get you some. I haven't said go get you some because...
That's right.
Did we talk about merch? Did I mention... I mentioned the merch, didn't I?
Yeah,
did I mention the merch? Did. Okay, well, go get you some. Because I didn't say go get you some. That's why I didn't think I said it. Yeah, that's it. I wanted to say go get you some.
Yeah, he ran.
Not a good job. No, I'm kidding.
Ran face first in that brick wall.
I did. I still think I missed the merch, so mention the merch.
No, you did.
Did I? Okay,
yes,
good.
You did. Yeah.
Gosh.
That's
this has been a long episode.
It's the first thing you say, I believe, is the merch. So, anyway.
If I didn't say, if no, I did
you
say
did.
It,
I know
I said
you
it twice.
Okay. Well,
merch.
Get some merch.
Make a merch.
What was that, Sean?
Go get some.
Merch. Go get some merch.
Okay. Go get some.
Nate, please help us. We need it.
All right. Stay with me here.
All right.
Ring that bell, which means dinner's ready. That's a wrap.
Whoa.
You can ring
holy
my
moly.
Bell.
Ring that bell, witch. Did you catch the witch part?
I did. I loved
that
it.
Was, what, probably one of your best ones, Nate. And
you
I've been impressed
ring my bell.
A lot of times. What are you doing over there?
I'm a ring-a-ling-a-ling. Sorry. I live in music. I'm sorry.
He's singing bell songs.
Yeah. That is boo, a great song.
Ring my bell.
Boo. What was that? 70.
Boo.
75, maybe.
70. I was born in 79,
great
so
song.
Why in the world that, you know... resonates
what's
with me.
What's hilarious, listen, I wish you could see. I wish we were doing a Facebook Ooh. Live. Nate gives his, that's a wrap.
I'm still carrying it on. I'm running with the ball, baby.
Sean is in his own world. He's over there. I'm just ready to do my.
The football game is over. The lights have gone out, and I'm still running around the field with the football. I don't know what I'm doing.
He's still doing the halftime show.
In circles.
I mean, if
I'm dancing as good as Snoop Dogg, then go for it.
I mean, the concession stand, they've all been shut down. They're starting to pick up the cups and the trash, and he's still over there.
He's like Baker Mayfield. He lives in the stadium.
Yeah. That's a great commercial.
Oh, my gosh.
That was good. Yeah. This was a good first, because we got a mini coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're just getting ready.
We're just
up.
Getting primed up.
Prime.
Yeah.
Prime the
oh
pump.
Oh, my gosh. Nate, are we going to be able to handle this guy?
You sure you don't want to do two or three more?
That's okay. We want to thank all the creepies for listening to episode number 54 on The Bell Witch. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.